It's The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde.
I'm Marcy Silman. We're starting our show today talking about something you already know. It is Cyber Monday today. All over the web, online retailers are offering discounts to shoppers, and those discounts will be profitable for the retailers. Cyber Monday sales are expected to reach almost $2 billion this year, a 13% increase over last year. But do we really need Cyber Monday, especially after we just had Black Friday and Small Business Saturday? Will Arimus writes for the online magazine Slate. He says no to Cyber Monday. In fact, he says it's a sham. Will Arimus, hi. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Why is Cyber Monday a sham?
Cyber Monday was cooked up out of thin air in 2005 by some marketers with the National Retail Federation. They said, okay, look, we've turned the whole Thanksgiving weekend into a shopping bonanza with Black Friday and the deals that continue into Saturday and Sunday. How can we squeeze a little more out of people? What about if we declare Monday Cyber Monday and tell everybody that this is the big day for online sales? There wasn't a lot of evidence to back it up at the time, but they put out a press release, said Monday is one of the biggest online shopping days of the year, and it was basically a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, people, Amazon.com, Walmart, Target put things on sale for one more day on Monday exclusively online, and we've all fallen for it. And now we think that if we don't buy things on Cyber Monday, we're really missing out.
What kinds of things are actually on sale on, it would probably be Black Friday as well, but what sorts of stuff do Cyber Monday merchants try to get us to buy?
Yeah, all the same sorts of things, maybe with a little bit more of a techie bent. You know, flat-screen TVs, small convertible laptops, gadgets for the home. Basically, everything that you were supposed to buy on Black Friday but didn't. This is, you know, here's your chance to get all the sales once again. But the fact is, look, they have a certain amount of inventory that they have to move. Retailers are going to find a way to get rid of it, and they want nothing more than to make you think that if you don't buy on Cyber Monday, you've missed out. But in fact, it's not true. There will be more sales leading up to Christmas and afterwards. And the origin actually is interesting. It was Monday because at the time, remember this was invented in 2005, most people had very slow dial-up internet connections at home, the old modem and you've got mail. And so on Monday, they'd go into work, and on their employer's dime, they would do their online shopping because they had broadband connections at work.
I see.
Obviously, that's no longer the case. And to me, the great thing about shopping online is that you can do it anytime. You can do it in your pajamas in the middle of the night. But somehow we have decided that we have to do it during work on Monday, and forget the work that we're supposed to be doing in the office. Let's go and buy stuff, or else we'll run out of time.
I'm talking with Will Arimus, who writes for online magazine Slate. You also have an issue with the name Cyber Monday. Why?
I just think it's funny. I mean, cyber was an outmoded term even when Cyber Monday was coined in 2005. But if you look back at the history of the term, it's sort of ironic. It originally is from a Greek word that meant steersman or helmsman, and it was brought into the English language in the term cybernetics many decades ago, and it was basically the science of control. It was control mechanisms using machines. So I just found it a funny coincidence that the retailers have adopted this term that originally meant control to try to get us all to buy a bunch more stuff on Monday. It was brought back into the popular lexicon actually in 1984 by William Gibson, the science fiction novelist, in his book Neuromancer, and he said he chose the term cyber because it was evocative and essentially meaningless. It sounded futuristic. There wasn't any real meaning to it, but it caught on once again in the 80s and 90s. It was going back out of style, but Cyber Monday has kept this meaningless word in our lexicon. There's almost nothing else today where you use the term cyber, except maybe cybersecurity, but we're stuck with Cyber Monday.
Do you like Black Friday better than you like Cyber Monday? The term, maybe not the event.
All right, Black Friday at least sounds appropriately apocalyptic for a day in which people, scramble over each other and get injured trying to get into retail shops. Cyber Monday, I think we could do just as well without it, and maybe we will eventually. It seems like a lot of people are buying stuff online today, but I think over time people are going to realize that you don't need a special day to buy stuff online. every day is an online shopping day, and you should do it at your convenience, not when you're told to.
You know, you're not the only person who is, if not boycotting, just avoiding Cyber Monday. And despite your best efforts to kill it off in text, it's still around. Why do people still like it?
Yeah, I've failed. I've failed.
You failed, Will Arenas.
As evidenced by those statistics that show 131 million people are going to be participating in Cyber Monday and buying stuff online. Look, you know, if you find a good deal and you have time, go ahead and do it. Who am I to tell you not to buy stuff that you need on Cyber Monday? But I think the appeal of it is just it's psychological. You know, it's this idea that that there's a limited time, and if you don't go online and buy stuff now, you're going to be stuck paying twice the price for that flat screen TV for your loved ones over the holidays. Again, I don't think it's true, but for certain items, maybe today is the best sale.
And are you shopping? Are you really sneaking out and shopping on your employer's dime?
I am not, but perhaps you could say that I'm profiting from Cyber Monday as well. A lot of people have read that piece and shared it today.
And we are just piling on as well. Will Arenas writes for Slate, and you can read his column about the sham of Cyber Monday online at slate.com today. Thanks, Will.
Thanks.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde.